Good evening. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Prophetic Prayer Partnership. We are grateful. We are grateful that you are a part of the partnership. Each and every week, the Lord continues to bless and add to our partnership, and we are honored. We are esteemed at all of you who are joining us tonight for the very first time. And if you are recurring, we want to say welcome back. If you've been on with us for a long time, thank you for partnering with us each and every week. As we pray, as we seek the face of God, but also as we receive impartation, because impartation is important for teleportation. You cannot go to the next level without the impartation on the current level. There is something that God wants to do, and he wants to download those things into your spirit so that you will know which way to go, what moves to make, and what to do in your next and coming days. Well, I'm excited about coming now into the month of March. And here we are, the first Monday night in the month of March. And tonight, I want to begin to introduce to you our focus for the month of March, as the Lord has given to me to share with you about unlocking divine strategies. Unlocking divine strategies. That's what we want to talk about this month. And I believe that it is very important that even as we pray, that we have a focus, something to really direct our prayer focus or our prayer language, our prayer energy. We want to be able to direct that focus to those various spaces. And this month, again, we are talking about unlocking divine strategies. You know, there are many people who move aimlessly. And I want to begin by sharing with you this month that aimless movement always ends up being reckless movement. I want you to receive that in your spirit tonight. Aimless movement always ends up being reckless movement. There are so many casualties. There are so many injuries. There is so much tragedy that is connected to aimless movement. Movement without a plan. Movement without a strategy. You know, it's reflective of movement based on emotion or movement based on panic. Have you ever been there? Just making moves or making calls, just trying to figure things out because you're in a panic, you're frantic, you're without any type of guidance, or you're not even really in your right mind. You're just kind of out of whack, out of sync. You know, things are blurry. You're just kind of all over the map. But I want to share with you that there is something divine about strategy. There is something divine about sitting and taking a moment to debrief. That's where that virtue comes in, patience. You know, one of the things that you're going to need in order to gain divine strategy is patience. Knowing how to wait on the Lord, knowing how to be still and know that God is God and that he will not leave you without direction. He will not leave you without pointing you like a compass. The compass in your life is forever turning, but you have to wait until it finishes its turn so that you will know the direction you need to go next. Many of us have wasted money. Many of us have had to double back and backtrack simply because we were moving without an aim. We were forging forward without knowing what the next step or the next destination or the next place in our lives was supposed to be. And I believe that as we are entering into the month of March, it is time for us to get our head on straight. It is time for us to recalibrate and to refocus ourselves and to bring ourselves into an alignment with destiny. Where does God want us? What's next? What's the strategy? How do I need to finagle and how do I need to maneuver my relationships, my connections? How do I need to maneuver my finances? What do I need to do concerning my health? I can't live or keep living life all over the map. I can't keep living life disorganized, disshuffled. There are so many things that end up destroyed in my life because I have no aim. I don't know what I'm doing. We're kind of living life, how we say, going with the flow. But I want you to know that going with the flow is not always productive. It's not always lucrative for us to go with the flow. We need to be more calculated, 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 calculated in our steps, calculated with our thoughts. Process it. Sit and process what you need to do next. Divine strategies. I'm often amazed at how I can look into the scriptures and begin to see some things centered around the focus that God will give me for you. And I can look at a scripture that I've seen so many times and see something that I've never seen before. And I begin to see that even in the warfare or in the movement of God's selected people, God always gave them strategy. They never just moved aimlessly. He always gave them specifics. God always dealt with his people in specifics. I want to show you this example there in 2 Chronicles chapter number 20. When you look at 2 Chronicles chapter number 20, we all know that story or that scripture with Jehoshaphat and those saints there that were under a heavy attack and invasion that was coming or pending from the east. And of course, they're getting ready to deal with some heavy warfare. And then they went into prayer. That's what they did. They held a prayer meeting. Why? Because if we are facing a pending invasion, if there is an attack that is coming, if there is something that is forging our way, if there is something that is intimidating us, if there is something that is threatening us, we need to talk to God. We need to find out what God wants for us to do. It's not my plan, it's his plan. It's not my strategy, it's his strategy. So I need to get into the posture where God can download to me his strategy. Now I need you to hear this because it was amazing that while they were in prayer, a prophetic voice began to stand up by the name of Jehaziel, and the word of the Lord began to speak to the people of God. And what did God tell them? God said to them, "You need to understand that what's getting ready to come, it's coming from a specific location." The word of the Lord to them was, "Go down against them, they will come up by the ascent of Ziz." He gave them specifics. He told them where they would find their enemy. I need you to hear me. He told them where they would find their opposition. You know what some of our issue is? We just won't listen to God. We think we know it all. We think we've got it all figured out. And I'm telling you, when God speaks to you, he's going to tell you things that no one would know how you got that information. How did you come up with that information? Who told you that? How did you learn that? Listen, I have nothing against higher learning. I'm even an advocate for it. I push people to go after higher learning. But let me tell you something. There are some things that you will extract through prayer that the classroom would not have even given you. You will sit with the most educated of men and women, and God will give you something that only, listen at this, he could have divinely downloaded and uploaded into your spirit. Do you hear what I'm saying to you tonight? Ask God. He told them where the enemy would come. They had no idea. They were under the threat of an invasion. To them, the enemy could have been coming from any direction. To them, they would not have known. They would have just been sitting like deer caught in the headlights, waiting to be invaded, waiting to be conquered, waiting to be devoured, waiting to even be destroyed. Look what he says. He says, they are coming to you, and you're going to find them in this specific location. But he begins to tell them this. He says, don't worry about it. The battle is not for you to fight. Just take position. Just stand still, and you're going to see the victory of the Lord on your behalf. He says, don't fear. He says, don't be dismayed. He says, tomorrow, don't even listen, don't even wonder whether or not you need to move right now. He even gave them a specificity concerning time. He didn't just tell them where, he gave them when. Are you listening to me? He not only gave them the when, he gave them the what. What do you mean he gave them the what, Bishop? He told them, do not fight. This is not your season to fight. This is your season to stand still and look. Stand still and behold. So he gives them the who, he gives them where they're going to be, he gives them what they need to do, and he tells them when they need to do it. Sounds like a strategy to me, y'all. Sounds like a strategy to me. He says, do not fear, don't even be dismayed, go up and go out against them, and the Lord will be with you. What do I need to do next? Where do I need to go? How am I to handle this situation? How am I to approach this? Is this the job for me? Should I start my business? How should I start my business? Who should I talk to for the loan? Which bank should I go to? Which location should I live in? There are things that we've got to bring before God. We're just moving out of panic. We're just moving, just doing stuff. How many of you have ever just been doing stuff? Just doing stuff. Just doing it, trying to get by from day to day, trying to make it from place to place. No, this is not the season to just do stuff. This is the season to have divine strategy, listening to the specifics of the Holy Spirit. What does God want from us? Where should we go? To whom should we go? What should we do when we get there? How should we handle the circumstance and the situation? When? What is the proper timing for it? Who is God talking to tonight? I feel like God is getting somebody in line tonight. God is getting someone in order tonight because you're getting ready to see the hand of God move upon your life like never before. I want to encourage those of you in between our conference line and our Zoom platform. We are about at 100 of you tonight. And I want you to hear me that this is the season of divine strategy. God, you give it to me. I'm tired of listening to coaches and advice from other people. I'm tired of listening to the opinions of other people. I'm tired of following trends. I'm tired of following all these other things that seemingly people think are working for them. But here's the amazing part. What's working for others may not be meant to work for you. That may not be for you. And you've got to follow the specifics of the Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit give it to you and download and upload that strategy for you, those specifics for you, the specifics for your household, for your business, the specifics for your relationships, the specifics for your movements. What is the next move? What is God saying? Not what you feel, not how you're feeling, no, because you can't always go off of your emotions. Because your emotions will move you and push you in a place. And I'm telling you, I can tell you firsthand, off of experience, what your emotions will do to your life. Your emotions will have your life in a telling you in all kinds of pinwheels and all kinds of circles and all kinds of roller coasters. I'm telling you, your emotions will mess you up and have you losing valuable time. I want to download this into your spirit tonight. I want to share with you tonight that this season that is coming up in your life, God wants to talk to you. He wants to tell you specifics concerning your next, specifics concerning your tragedy, specifics concerning your chaos. There are things that's going on in your life right now. And if you would just hear God, if you would just listen to him, well, Bishop, you don't know. I'm out of time. I'm out of time. Yeah. And so were they in 2 Chronicles chapter number 20. They too were out of time. They had a day. Are you listening to me? They had one day before their enemies arrived. But God came through and spoke to them in specifics. And you know what you got to learn how to do? We're going to pray. You've got to learn how to follow the specifics without question. You can't afford to miss one detail of God's divine strategy. Listen for those strategies. Document them. Document them. Write down those strategies. Type it out. Whatever it is that you do. But get those strategies documented so that you will have a point of reference to refer to when it is time for you to execute the strategy and the agenda of God. God is trusting many of us with this next season, and this next season has to look like wisdom. This next season has to look like calculation. This next season has to look like intention. It cannot be aimless. It cannot be reckless. You can't afford another reckless year. You can't afford another aimless season. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a season shift happening. It's a season shift happening. And you are on the mind of God. You are getting ready to see the hand of God like you have never seen it before. I want to know how many of you are receiving that right now. I see my Zoomers, they're typing in. I want you that are on the conference line, I want you to hear me tonight. Your season is shifting and you need a strategy. You need a strategy. It's not as simple as just going out, buying product, and putting price tags on it to sell it. God's got to give you a strategy. It's not as simple as going to get up business cards and tell people that they can call you and you're ready to service their needs. It is not that simple. You need a strategy. The season is shifting and you need a strategy. How are you going to approach this next season? How will you execute? How will you take on and take over this next season? How will you maximize and optimize in this next season? Oh, I can sense that there is a breakthrough about to happen in the lives of the people who are underneath the sound of my voice. Get ready. Something powerful is going to break out on your behalf. Well, I'm excited to pray with you tonight. I'm so ready to pray with you tonight as we are asking God to give us divine strategy. I want to appreciate those of you who continue to submit your prayer requests. And as I share with you every week, I will be putting your prayer requests on my personal altar, praying for you daily, believing God for your circumstances and situations. I believe that God has the power to turn our prayer request into praise reports. I believe it. I stand on it. I am so convinced and so persuaded of that very truth. I want to share with you a note that I received today from Deborah Schuler. And I want to thank Sister Deborah for sending me this note. And it reads, "I don't have a prayer request. I just want to say thank you, Bishop, for your wisdom and your powerful and positive leadership." Well, thank you so much, Deborah, for sharing that. That thought, that sentiment blessed my heart today. And I also want to share that I so enjoy meeting so many of you, even in my travels, meeting many of you who do lock in to our prophetic prayer partnership. It is a joy, it is an honor to serve your needs on these Monday nights. I am so grateful. I met some over the weekend as we were in Pennsylvania that said, "I call in every Monday night." I'm so honored to have connections like you. Well, this praise report comes in from our sister Latoya Nugent. She says, "During a service, you made it clear that God can't lie. I experienced God's manifestation in my life when I allowed my faith to be the key to unlock the door. In October 2022, I applied for a grant and was initially denied. Despite the setback, I held on to my faith, trusting that God would make a way for me. Recently, I checked my email and discovered that the same I was previously denied for, the same grant I was previously denied for, had been approved. I am overwhelmed with gratitude and simply want to thank God for his faithfulness. I also want to encourage others to continue having faith as God always responds to our prayers and needs. His timing and plans are perfect, and he never fails to show his grace and mercy in our lives. God bless you, Sister Latoya Nugent, and thank you for sharing. The timing of the Lord is certainly perfect, and the plans of God the same. Amen. Well, thank God for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests. LaDonna Silvers, Mary Silvers, Rosalinda Archbold, Denise Bryant Brooks, Diane Harge, Terry Copeland, Nyasha Cooper, Celeste Johnson, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Richard Tarua, Shamika Horton, Patricia Prelo, Pandora Wilson, Sharima Abdullah, Annette West, Janet Durbin, Chanel Kelly, Michelle Tarua, Shaquana Johnson, Verna Simmons, Lorraine Williams, Redonia Johnson, Johnny Stafford, Ruth Aileen, Latina Neely, Patsy Rizzo, Jacqueline McFarlane, Kikamon Rockmore, Kimberly Wright, Benita Thompson, Elder Barbara Payne, Vernon Thompson, Merritt and Taj Mileti Freeman, Priscilla Everett, Justin Mack, Andre Hill, Patricia Hill, Diamond Smichael. Well, we are so excited for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests, and I want you to know that God is moving by His Spirit in power. Let's look to the Lord and let's pray earnestly unto His presence. Father, thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We appreciate you so very much. Your name alone is wonderful enough. We appreciate you for your wisdom, your power, your divine strategy and intervention. Thank you for speaking to our hearts, and thank you for loving us day by day. Thank you for providing for us brand new mercies each and every morning. Your love encompasses us, and your grace envelops us. We thank you for bestowing upon us crowns of glory and crowns of righteousness. You have imputed your righteousness into us, for we in and of ourselves are not righteous, but Lord, your righteousness has been imputed, and we thank you for how you have moved and how you have spoken. We thank you for how you rest upon us, and even when we are not aware of your presence, and even when we are not cognizant or conscious of things that you do, you continue to surround us. You continue to move on our behalf. You continue to watch over us. Your divine protection is released over our addresses. Your blood is over our doorposts, that no evil and no pestilence and no harm has come nigh our dwelling. Thank you for being our rock in unstable terrain. You continuously provide for us stability in the time of instability, in the time of turbulence, in the time of storm. You are our stability. You are our solid place, our place of safety, our place of refuge. We can hide in you. We find great comfort in you. You are our Lord. You are our shield. You are our buckler. Father, thank you for it all. Thank you for being our defense. Thank you for being our champion, our great warrior. Thank you for being the one who fights on our behalf. When we don't know how to, when we don't know what to, you're right there. Then, God, thank you for being the voice in our spirit, the voice in our ear, the voice that brings calm and the voice that brings tranquility and serenity. You are our place of peace and rest. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being our God. Now, Lord, tonight, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray that that portal begins to open, that portal in the spirit world. We pray that it begins to open, that you begin to show to us, you begin to show to us the strategies, the movements, the specifics, the details. Father, we don't want to miss another move. We don't want to miss another area. We don't want to miss another opportunity. We don't want to miss another chance. Father, we want to be able to flow and to flow freely in the power of your divine commission. Father, commission our steps. You declare that our steps are ordered by you and that you delight in our way. Father, I thank you that as you begin to release, we will begin to walk. I thank you, Father, that there will be manifestation. We speak and we declare and we decree manifestation. We proclaim it. We proclaim it. Those that have been waiting, those that have been anticipating, those that have been believing. Father, we thank you for divine manifestation. Things that are now coming to pass, coming into full time, coming into real time. Thank you that the things that we have envisioned in our head will now be in our hand. You're going to show us the way. Father, you're going to give us the language to speak. You're going to give us and download to us the exact way to present ourselves and how to approach these various situations. Show us exactly what to do when we enter into boardrooms and when we come into offices and when we come into territories. Show us exactly which way to go, where to turn, who to go to. My God, thank you. Show us how much to save and how much to put to the side. Thank you. Show us where to do our banking and show us how. Show us the how. Release to us divine strategy in the name of the Lord Jesus. For there is corruption in the land. There is darkness in the land. There's panic in the land. There is frailty in the land. Things seem to be falling apart. But with you, we shall prosper. With you, we shall ascend. With you, we shall achieve. With you, we shall accomplish. With you, we shall complete. With you, we shall gain the victory. I thank you that right now, where others are advising, where others are pronouncing, and where others are seemingly having premonitions and trying to dictate our future, you, God, are giving us divine strategy that encourages. You're giving us divine strategy that builds confidence that we will be able to walk knowing we heard your voice, knowing that we are going in the right direction. I thank you that even where we worship, even where we live, even how we go about our day, even which highway to take to our destinations, we want to yield our ear to your voice. Speak, Lord, your servants are ready to hear. Speak, Lord, your servants are ready to take in. Speak, Lord, your servants are ready to obey. We want to obey you from all the way from the top of instruction to the bottom. We don't want to miss one letter. We don't want to miss one detail. God, give us the specifics. Trust us with what we need to have and what we need to know. Close our ears to folly. Close our ears to nonsense and to foolishness. Close our eyes to distractions and distortions, things that come to confuse and things that come to confine and things that come to confound and things that come to incarcerate. We speak against it now. No weapon formed against your people shall prosper. We speak the breakthrough from the crown of our heads to the very soles of our feet. Strategies concerning our health, strategies concerning our bodies, strategies concerning our intellect and our minds, strategies concerning the submission of applications, strategies concerning where we put our names and where we put our investments. Strategies, we speak it. We speak it by the power of the Holy Ghost. And if you led Jehoshaphat, if you led those saints into victory when they didn't even have to lift a weapon, when they didn't have to do a thing, they didn't even have to enter into warfare. If you did it for them by giving them divine strategy, surely you will do it for your people that's on this call tonight. Those that are represented, every household, every family that's represented. We thank you now. We thank you now. Oh God, help us to know. Help us to know your voice. Help us to know your voice and to not be deceived. We bind all deception. Silence the mouth of the enemy. My God, lock his tongue to the roof of his mouth in the name of the Lord Jesus. Mute him, just as you did Zacharias concerning Elizabeth. Mute every doubting spirit. Mute every distracting spirit. Mute him in the name of the Lord Jesus. We speak clarity in the name of Jesus. Clear vision, clear instruction, clear moves, clear. We speak clarity in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you that it will not happen next year. It will not happen 2 years from now, but we speak in the right now. We speak in the right now. Release what we need in the right now. My God, turn somebody's life around. Turn their world upside down. Show them how to turn it upside right. Father, I give you glory now. I thank you that things are coming into order and they're coming into alignment, and things that were not moving will now become liquidated, will now start moving. I thank you. I thank you that the holdup, my God, is no more. I thank you that the hindrances have now become our stepping stool, our footstool. We thank you that we are now walking on the thing that tried to hinder, just like you gave the children of Israel marching around that wall. We need strategy, 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 strategy. Show us the way. My God, if you line it up and show us the way, we'll know exactly which way to go. We'll know exactly what to do. And we give you glory. We give you glory, and we release the word victory. We release the word victory on this call tonight for every last one of the callers. My God, I give you praise for the 110 between our Zoom and our conference line that are on tonight. I thank you for the breakthrough. I thank you for the blessing. I thank you for the Lord's increase. Thank you for what you're doing. We release the victory. Victory through strategy. Victory through planning. Victory through calculations. Victory, victory, victory through alignment. Victory through obedience. Victory through following. We speak it now. We speak it by faith. We count it done by the power of the Holy Spirit. And it is so in Jesus' name. Now come now, saints. Let's lift the name of the Lord. Let's begin to praise him. Let's begin to honor him. We declare that it is so. We declare that it is done by the power of the Holy Spirit. Will you join me in this praise right now? Come now. Come now. Come and join me in this praise. Let's lift up Jesus now. Let's praise him. He's speaking to us. Yes, he is sharing with us. Yes, he is downloading to us, uploading to us. Yes, he is illuminating us. Yes, God, we praise you tonight. We give you glory nonstop, and it is so. And it is so, and so it is. 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 In Jesus' glorious name, we thank God tonight. Listen, saints of God, it is amazing. My God, I feel the presence of the Lord even as I sit with you tonight. I feel the glory of the Lord. I feel that this next season of your life is going to be very intricate. I feel that this next season of your life is going to be very important. And I feel that if your ear is inclined to the voice of God, hear me tonight, if your ear is inclined to the voice of God, it is imperative that you understand it will calm your fears. It will ease your suspicions. It will calm your anxieties. We've got to hear God. Is this the time for me to vacation? Is this the time for me to settle myself? Is this the time to buy? Is it, what is the time? What is the season? I'm listening. I'm listening. And that's the kind of ear you've got to have in this next season. The ear that will shut off all distractions and tell God, I'm listening. I need divine strategy. Give me the instruction and I'll follow it. I'll follow all of the specifics and the details. I'm looking for your future to be so powerful. And I'm not talking about the future of 5 and 10 years. No, 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 no. I believe God's going to accelerate us. Yes, I believe this strategy that God is releasing is going to accelerate us into a season that will be undeniable. Undeniably powerful in our lives. Do you receive that tonight? I want to make sure you receive that tonight. Your broken days, your distracted days, they are now gone. They are now behind you, because this month we're going to lock in and we're going to discover how to unlock divine strategies. They don't come from men. They come from God. Now, he may use someone, but they don't come solely from someone. They must come from God. And he will give you what you need to know. Don't you go seeking it from all these psychics and all of these parking lot prophets. You get in the presence of God and you seek him. And let him give to you the divine instruction. This is the season. And when you hear God, move on the word of the Lord. He told Jehoshaphat tomorrow. That's where you go. That's who you're going to see. And this is what you do. And you know what happened as a result? And I'm letting you go on this. You know what happened as a result? They were 3 days gathering the spoil. I need you to hear me. Their harvest was so big, it took them 3 days to get it all. That's the kind of strategy that God will release. The strategy that God releases to us will have us in overflow, will have us living in the abundance. That's where we belong. That's where you belong. And I'm trying my hardest to get you there. All right. The Lord bless you. I want you to have an amazing week. Don't forget, we are on every morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for a morning boost. It is a time of quick impartation and intercession. I want you to join us each morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And listen, have an outstanding week. And I cannot wait until we continue this dialogue this time next week. God bless. Good night, everybody.